Live from Training Camp 2019 Road to Redemption, presented by City of Denver Golf. Here's D-Mac.
Absolutely gorgeous day out here at UC Health Training Center. I'm here for another hour and would love to talk to you at 303-713-1043 on Twitter at DMAC1043. The official time that practice starts is 9:15. It is closed to the general public. However, there's a few hill sitters because this is when they offer hill availability to sponsors, families. Got to be a little bit in the know to be up on the hill today. Sorry. Boy, the Broncos were great in terms of having practices open to the public. I am not exactly sure why they've closed these practices down like this. Bummer. I'm telling you, yesterday, while it was not a great day for the Broncos, to say the least, boy, it was a fun practice to watch. You know, you can see where these joint practices get the juices flowing and are much more exciting. It definitely was. The tempo was more upbeat, and you know, the intensity that the 49ers brought to things was, you know, pretty significant. Just to give you a touch of what really is happening this early, the Kyle Shanahan press conference is broken up. We'll see if we can track that down a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what Kyle has to say. He did not talk after practice. Yesterday was wild out here. Mike Shanahan was here. Peyton Manning was here. There were tons of – I saw Joel Dreesen here. There were tons of just people in general. It was cool. John Lynch obviously is running the show over in San Francisco, so the connections between the 49ers and the Broncos are, you know, really, really deep. And, you know, a lot of ex-players, new coaches and other players. So just an awesome kind of fun, almost a family sort of attitude out there. And then they got on the field, and the Niners defense just humiliated everybody, which was not nice at the picnic to just kick over all the sandwiches. But that's what happened. So what's going on now is the Broncos are filtering out. Joe Flacco's just coming onto the field. The Niners, just in general, just some of the special teams punt rush squad is just out here to go through things. So they're just out here just to pinch earlier. Oh, there's my guy. There's Vic Fangio. Guess what he is wearing? Yep, he is bucking tradition. He's going with the gray rumpled sweatshirt and the khaki shorts. So Coach Fangio is sauntering out onto the field. The 49ers, most of the team is out here. The 49ers quarterbacks are out here. The Broncos quarterbacks are out here. Just everybody's just kind of loosely getting going, just warming up a tad. All right, so if you want to reach out, 303-713-1043. The news of the morning, Josh McCown has been signed by the Eagles. The Eagles quarterbacks, at least Cody Kessler and Sudfeld, got banged up early in preseason. So McCown comes in. Clayton Thorson had a decent game. We'll see what happens in terms of Colin Kaepernick. I would guess nothing, really, I suppose. I mean, if he can't get a shot, say, as being signed by the Eagles at this point, I don't know really who's going to give him a shot. Question on Twitter from Michael Schultz. What wide receivers do you see making the team? Boring group, if you ask me. Okay, well, sure, we could go through it. It will be Emmanuel Sanders and Cortland Sutton, correct? It will be Deshaun Hamilton, despite the fact that he just hasn't had an incredible training camp. He's had enough good moments, and you just see that they're going to keep that draft pick. So that's three. Four is going to be Tim Patrick, for sure. He's too valuable in terms of special teams. Got to have Tim Patrick. He's a crazy red zone threat, and those four are locked in. Now, what do you do with the fifth wide receiver? Because generally you have a fifth wide receiver. I think that is going to come down to who is able to win the punt return job. And right now that is wildly up in the air. By the way, as good as... God, do they keep six? I'll say Juwan Winfrey banks it. And, oh, man. Yeah, I know. I don't know about Nick Williams. I don't know. There is so much that... Yeah, I don't know. Does Nick Williams make it? I mean, they are so bad right now in special teams options. In my world, Juwan Winfrey would make it, and Nick Williams would not. In my world, because I would have Emmanuel Sanders catching punts. I probably would go in a different direction in terms. I would work Juwan Winfrey into it more. If I got to take a chance with somebody, I would take a chance more with Juwan Winfrey than with Nick Williams. What can I tell you? It goes to the, like, who's the better option at slot receiver? And I don't know, maybe you could make an argument. Nick Williams hasn't been, like, that great. It hasn't been, like, some sort of superstar moments from Nick Williams. And in terms of catching and returning punts, it's okay. It's just nothing all that fantastic. You know, we broke down just the other day on the drive, do punt returns result in scoring? And it's not necessarily. It's great if it can happen. So I would think the general rule of it is you always look for somebody to be able to do it. But if you don't, it's kind of okay just to keep the ball and not turn it over. Your first option would be have somebody who was dynamic and fantastic. And like Dwayne Harris was like that for the Raiders, but the Raiders were terrible in scoring last year. They weren't some sort of incredible juggernaut, or even though he was tied to be the number one punt returner in the NFL at 14.1 yards per return. Seattle was a top 10 team in scoring. They were last in punt returns at 5.7 yards, and they were the only team in the NFL last year to run the ball more than they threw it. 48% to 52%. So, okay, the question was about wide receivers. I will 5, and I will not have Nick Williams. Yes, they'll figure out somebody else. That's that. They'll need help somewhere else, and Nick Williams will be too pigeonholed into too small of a role, and he's not enough of a difference maker to do it. That's a guess. That could absolutely change. Trinity Benson is a really appealing wide receiver, but oh man, I mean, if Trinity Benson can make a statement with some sort of kick return, punt return, maybe he makes his case. So what you'd really see, you really would only see 5 wide receivers, and then essentially you'd see a punt returner who's basically a specialist, that sort of thing. And you're hamstrung on a couple of other things, too, in terms of just positions because of the injuries to Theo Reddick. I mean, I don't know. Can Theo Reddick return? I mean, he can't do anything now. He's hurt. And Andy Janovich, and he's out. And my man Seth with the Broncos PR helped me out a little bit. They can't really put these guys, they can't put them on IR right now. It's just not the rules. You can't do it. What would have to happen is they would have to keep them on. Follow this now. They'd have to keep these guys on the 53. They'd have to cut other guys. Okay. And then they'd have to then put the guys that are injured on the IR if they wanted to try to bring them back. And then they'd have to go re-sign the guys that they cut. So it's a little bit risky because as soon as you cut somebody, they're available to everybody in the NFL. So, you know, that's a little dodgy right there. So we'll see. Tricky decision because Theo Reddick and Andy Janovich are going to be out for at least, you know, I think 3 weeks of the regular season, but certainly not 8. Okay. More of the teams are assembled. We're getting closer and closer to the official start of practice. It's hopefully a day of redemption for the Broncos in terms of their offense, and a compelling day, period, top to bottom, and we'll have it all for you as it happens right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Live from Training Camp 2019, Road to Redemption, presented by City of Denver Golf. Here's D-Mac.
We just had an interesting moment as practice has officially begun. The Broncos are in a stretch, and the Niners are getting ready with their dynamic warm-up. Listen, I understand nature calls, okay? And that's why there's big, huge signs saying player restroom. I mean, can you miss it? I mean, it's pretty obvious. The big, huge white signs, orange and blue, arrows, player restroom. a dude from the 49ers just went in the corner over here. I mean, like 15 feet away from us. Seriously, dude, what? Come on. Really? You don't think there would be any bathrooms available for you? It's right. Okay. That was interesting. Well, they're dominating. They're showing their... all right, our phone number is 303-713-1043 on Twitter, at DMAC1043. My man Brian Lenz points out a tweet. The NFL is going to leave it up to each officiating crew to determine if the quarterback clap without a ball being snapped is a false start. Cardinals might have to rethink their cadence. Kyler Murray called twice on it. Yeah, I think that's a tricky one, man. Like, is that a false start or not if you're clapping and you don't snap it? I don't think so. I think you should be able to clap all you want. I mean, you're not moving or anything. I mean, you can certainly use inflection in your voice. Why can't you sit up there and clap it out? I don't know what really the difference would be. I mean, I don't think you can clap and you can't move. You couldn't, like, ah, there you go. See, quarterback's smarter. Quarterback's going right to the restroom. Right. It was not a nurse quarterback. Figured out, oh, there we go, another player. They can see the huge signs that say player restroom. Except for one dude. Really, seriously, that was your best option? C.J. Beathard, though, knows better. He can read. Good for him. Proud of him. Okay, the clapping. Yeah, the clapping, I don't know. So what it's going to be is the officiating crew is going to determine that's going to be on their own. It is difficult to watch a lot of these preseason games because of just how absurd things are with the officiating and the flags. It is bizarrely over the top. It seems absolutely ridiculous how often the flags are thrown, and then we're seeing receivers being called for offensive pass interference because they're going to catch a ball over a defender, which, you know, has never been called in the past, but now you can review things, and upon review it didn't go the offense's way either. So I don't know, it's the preseason. You see all sorts of, you know, quirky, bizarre things that don't necessarily translate into the regular season as well. In terms of the Broncos today, help you out with this. Von Miller is not practicing, correct? And neither is Will Parks or Malik Reed. So Malik Reed, we know he's bumped up. We knew Will Parks didn't practice yesterday. Vaughn. Okay. Probably not a lot to look into that. I would guess that's probably a vet day for Vaughn. I would guess. I hope it's nothing more serious than that. It's he's out here, but not in pads, according to Nikki Javala, one of our Broncos insiders. Okay. We'll see. We'll look into it. We'll see what that possibly means. You know, there's an article today on ESPN that's speculating about the quality of these joint practices compared to the preseason games. I think these practices are so much better for the team than the preseason games. I don't think it's even close. You know, first of all, you see way, way, way more reps for the ones. And in terms of, you say, well, are you ready to play in the regular season? You do practices like this, man. It's fantastic. It's better for everybody. You're protecting the quarterbacks. You're not going to get in a situation like, theoretically, like the Eagles are in right now, which is kind of total desperation because you have two different quarterbacks hurt for them because of the dumb preseason games. In terms of, I mean, yeah, you don't get to hit the quarterback, but there's plenty of hitting going on. I mean, in terms of contact that is being made for the offensive and defensive linemen, I mean, it's through the roof. So I think this is way better. I'm sorry that you can't see it in person, and I'm sorry they don't allow you to watch video of it. The photographers are only allowed to film just the warm-up periods. As soon as they get into any, you know, Niners versus Broncos stuff, that's not allowed to be shot. But in general, it's way better. Way better. And that's why yesterday felt like, you know, it felt bad. It felt weird. It felt like, man, the Broncos should have taken things a... It feels like they should have taken things a little bit more serious. Listening to the Drive podcast, I love Coach D-Mac. That's me. Motivating the Broncos team, saying you best not come out like that again tomorrow. Great overreaction as always. Okay. All right. We'll see, won't we? We'll see if it's another embarrassment for the Broncos today. We'll see. It's not an overreaction. It's the truth. It's what happened yesterday. I'm not saying the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Never said that. Not saying the Broncos season is in the toilet. I'm just telling you, on a day when you had a joint practice and there's only two of them, one team in terms of energy, enthusiasm, execution outplayed another. That's all I'm saying. So if you come out again flat, I tell you, if you really do come out flat, then I think we can – I don't think we'll be surprised. Okay, how about that? If the Broncos come out again flat today like they did yesterday, who's really going to be surprised if they come out flat four games in the regular season? Are you going to be shocked by it? Are you really going to be surprised in the regular season if there's some bad snaps? Anybody? You going to be surprised by that? If it looks like there's some sort of lack of execution or sharpness by the offense, are you going to be surprised by it? I mean, are we expecting something to be happening day after day after day, and then all of a sudden it's completely different? Are you? Not me, man. Not me. We'll see. If you don't care, if it doesn't mean so, then why are we having these? What's the point? Like, if it doesn't matter, then what does anything matter? If it's not a big deal and it's an overreaction, then why care about anything? Why pay attention to anything? So nothing matters. Hey, big offensive lineman. He knows where to go to the bathroom. It looks like there's only one guy that just doesn't get the bathroom signs. Mm-mm-mm-mm. All right. 303-713-1043. Michael Schultz, appreciate the response and the OT Saturday work. Hey, my pleasure. I love being here. Good morning, bro. What number was the San Francisco player? I'm going to leave the name out of it. I want that dude punished. Well, there was definitely a security person for the Broncos that was shaking his head and wasn't so thrilled with that moment. I'm watching 49ers players now go to the bathroom left and right. They're definitely hydrating here with the San Francisco 49ers. Or that much is clear. All right, our phone number is 303-713-1043. Like I said, you can reach out to me on Twitter. The 49ers have now done with their stretch. The Broncos are as well. We'll get a breakdown from both teams, and then they'll split off. There go the Broncos. They're off and go into their position groups, and the 49ers will do the same. So as they get going, so will we after we take this quick break. Live from UC Health Training Center, where the joint practice with the 49ers and Broncos is just about to get going for real. It's Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Live from Training Camp 2019 Road to Redemption, presented by City of Denver Golf. Here's D-Mac.
Hi, it's a gorgeous day here at UC Health Training Center, and the Niners and the Broncos are going through some special teams combo work on punt return and punt coverage. Nice ball by Colby Wadman right there. Coach Fangio was a little bit critical about Colby Wadman, and he's had better moments, so don't see any huge change there. The quarterbacks for the Niners and the Broncos are on the same field, different sides of the same field, and they're just getting loose, throwing to receivers, just sort of warming up while the special teams is going on. Kalafani Muhammad not practicing. That is a real bummer. That means there's got to be some sort of ding or injury with Kalafani Muhammad. We know Von Miller isn't participating today. Neither is Will Parks or Malik Reed. Kind of a bummer to hear that about Malik Reed. He's had a terrific training camp and great beginning to the preseason. So, yeah, that's a bummer that he's missing an opportunity like today. We'll see where that goes. You know, it's interesting. There's some other kind of cool stuff here blending into practice. Look at my man Chad Brown, who was supposed to have a coaching internship. He's done several coaching internships in the NFL, and he was supposed to be with the 49ers, but he has some private business interests, and that just sort of unfortunately took his time and his attention. He wasn't able to be here with the 49ers, but Chad is here today. He's just a few feet in front of me talking to some coaches for the 49ers. That's kind of cool. Of course, our own Nick Ferguson was a coach with the 49ers last year and knows basically every single person out here on the field. A nice size media contingent from the San Francisco area has journeyed out here to watch the practices. So a lot of attention being given to these past couple days. And hopefully we see a better result from the Broncos. Okay, 303-713-1043. Yes, I'm getting compliments on my bathroom coverage. I think that's probably the end of the road for bathroom coverage for the day, but thank you for the sarcastic compliments. Appreciate it. can someone hose down the corner next to DMAC? That's a fun request. It's unnecessary, though. I appreciate it. All right, the horn blows, and so they're done with the special teams in terms of punting and punt coverage, and let's see what they move on to next here. Let's see what we got in front of us. Let's see what the through-the-roof enthusiasm level is of the 49ers defense as they're more or less assembling right in front of us. And it looks at this period, both teams are going to their own corners to go through whatever individual drills, whatever group drills they're doing. 49ers, man, they are crazy, man. They're into it. I'm just watching the linebackers, and there is an attitude with these dudes. It's something, isn't it? It's kind of cool. You just really kind of don't see that in the NFL. It's just more demure or more kind of mellow, but I don't know. They have fun out there in 49er land, that's for sure. In terms of the Broncos, yeah, it's just basic group individual work going on right now. So, I mean, the 49ers aren't doing anything different than the Broncos. Everybody does basically the same drills. I mean, nobody does different work. It's just, I guess, the way you want to approach things. And the 49ers just have this way of doing stuff. I'm kind of looking for Kyle Shanahan now because he does – oh, man. I think he's just there he's down the field a little bit. He's just a bit away from where we're broadcasting from, sightline. But, you know, yesterday during practice, Kyle is – happy to get out there and throw passes and participate and kind of get into the mix. Or at DMAC1043 on Twitter. Just going through some of the information. All right. So what would you expect out of this Broncos team against the 49ers in terms of today? Well, that is kind of the big question to be answered. You would think that after yesterday where Vic Fangio had to answer kind of quite a few questions about, there's Kyle, just real quick, there's Kyle Shanahan. He's just like, look at, he's like loosening up his arm. That is kind of funny to see, like, the difference between Kyle Shanahan and Vic Fangio. Kyle Shanahan looks like a fraternity kid who's just been allowed to be on the field. He's standing around the 50-yard line. He's got a football in his hand. And he can't wait to just start throwing the ball around. It's a difference, man, between him and the approach that the 49ers are taking and Vic Fangio. But we went with the young guy, right? I mean, Kyle Shanahan and Vance Joseph were hired at the same time. The Broncos basically passed on Kyle Shanahan for VJ. How'd that work out? Not great. The difference with the 49ers in terms of the deal with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch is there was just a deeper commitment to kind of ride it out together for a period of time. And they got their hands on Jimmy Garoppolo. Very unusual that you can get a super talented quarterback who is got NFL experience and you don't have to draft him. Usually when the free agent quarterbacks become available, it is like when Peyton Manning became available or when Joe Flacco became available. And if you have a high-quality free agent quarterback, it's just not that usual that they become available. All right, we go out to Kyler. Kyler, you're on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. What's going on, Kyler? Good morning.
So I'm thinking the Broncos should trade Kevin Hogan for Kyle Sloter.
Okay, Kyler, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. So in terms of the different approaches that the Broncos have, it's a marked difference. And you got to wonder, when you look at Kyle Shanahan, that's something to think about, right? What would the difference be had the Broncos hired hired Kyle Shanahan here instead of VJ? What would things look like? Interesting, right? I mean, would Kyle Shanahan still be here? Let's just start there. Would he still be employed by the Broncos? I would say yes. Are the 49ers, record-wise, it's not been great since Kyle Shanahan's been there, but of course they lost their quarterback. What would the quarterback situation be if the would let's just assume Paxton Lynch, was the guy, still was here. Would Kyle Shanahan have gotten more out of Paxton Lynch, or is that sort of doomed to failure from the get-go? Would a quarterback like Case Keenum have been the quarterback here? What would the differences have been? Well, what you see, at least defensively, for the 49ers is a pretty intense, tough, athletic, incredible pass-rushing team. Well, that's more or less what the Broncos have as well. So that's pretty similar. So it's hard to say. I would just say it would be more consistent. I think Kyle would still be here. I think he'd still be running things. I don't think we would have had the turmoil that we had with VJ. I think Kyle has a better grasp of how to manage his other coaches. And what VJ really lacked was that sense of leadership. What you had with Kyle, despite him and VJ being, roughly the same age, is just some more experience with Kyle Shanahan, where he was the offensive coordinator with a team that went to a Super Bowl. And if it wasn't for a crazy collapse by the Falcons, would have his own Super Bowl ring as an offensive coordinator. And VJ never had that. Now, Vic Fangio, he's got that in droves in terms of being a defensive coordinator. He knows how he wants things to run. He's determined that this is the best way to operate. So I would guess that if you just stick with it, no matter what, I'm a Vic Fangio fan. And I really believe no matter what the result is this particular year, if you stick with it this year, if you stick with Vic Fangio next year, I bet you anything, no matter what, the third year with Vic Fangio is going to be fantastic. And this is the third year with Kyle Shanahan with the 49ers. And what do you want to bet that it's going to be the best year they've had in a long, long time? Okay, one more time. I'm here for up until 10 o'clock, and then Sandy Clough will be here with Orlando Franklin. So last opportunity at least to chat with me or reach out to me on Twitter at DMAC1043 or online at 303-713-1043. It's Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Live from Training Camp 2019, Road to Redemption, presented by City of Denver Golf. Here's DMAC.
Hi, we are out here at UC Health Training Center. It's a gorgeous day. I'm on for a few more minutes, and then Orlando Franklin and Sandy Clough will be with you all the way through the entire practice, and then afterwards to get the reaction to what's going on out here. Full media contingent is assembled. The Niners defensive line position group and their coaches, holy cow, that dude is, if the dial goes to 10, he goes to 11, no doubt about it. So they're just running through position drills, full pads, both teams. So it should be another rock 'em sock 'em practice once it gets going. The Broncos are on the north field and just running through, you know, basic drills, stuff that you do each and every day. But what is always interesting in these joint practices is when they get to the full contact moments, when they're doing pass rush against each other, when they're doing, well, we'll see if they, you know, do goal line, that sort of thing. Even in 7-on-7, it's pretty awesome. The highlight from yesterday was actually a special teams drill. That was really cool. And it was a moment where, you know, usually when you're going through individual, there's special teams going on, everybody is kind of spread all over the place. If you're not involved with the drill, you kind of go off on your own. Well, in this particular drill, everybody stopped and watched what was happening. So you had both teams gathered around to see the action. And it, you know, that's why I called it the Oklahoma drill of special teams. It wasn't as, you know, it's not as insane as the Oklahoma drill in terms of contact, but there is plenty of contact as one guy rushes down to tag a bag and the other guy tries to stop him. And it's an awesome physical one-on-one matchup. It was fun. It's a drill that the Broncos do early on, but it's just no way is it at the intensity level. It's impossible for it to be the intensity level that it was yesterday. And, man, if they do, that'd be awesome if they did that particular drill again. But any drill where they're really going after each other, going against each other physically is fun to watch, that's for sure. All right, our phone number is 303-713-1043. You can reach out at DMAC1043 on Twitter. Just trying to see what they're doing here next. The Broncos are, as we look at things, the Broncos are on what you would consider the north field. The 49ers are on the south field. It will be interesting today, things to watch for example. By the way, Khalifani Muhammad not practicing today. Neither is Will Parks. Neither is Malik Reed. Neither is Von Miller. So what that... The Von one catches me by surprise just a little bit. And I'm trying to... I mean, I guess if we're going down the roll of things, Ron Leary is out here. We'll see, for example, if Ron Leary only attends half the practice as he did yesterday. We'll see. That means Jake Budd is out here. We'll see what kind of participation Jake Budd actually has. There's Kyle Shanahan. That is a trip, man. That is funny to watch. So they're just running through things for the defense's purpose, for the secondary. And the linebackers are out there too. And the person throwing the ball, this is where they're scouting the Broncos theoretically, and they're running off cards. And as they run off cards, it's a bunch of the assistant coaches who are lining up as the receivers. But the quarterback who's running off the cards is Kyle Shanahan. I mean, tell me that's not kind of funny to see. So the Broncos' faux offense is being quarterbacked right now by Kyle Shanahan. That's a trip. That's fun. That would be a significant difference between Kyle Shanahan and Vic Fangio. I don't know if I've really even noticed Vic Fangio actually picking up a football, and he's a defensive guy anyways. He'd probably be just trying to tackle somebody. It's fun to watch. What can I tell you? The joint practices are a hoot. There's a lot more intensity. It's just fun. The weather is terrific out here. And we'll see if the Broncos can respond to the challenge that the Niners' enthusiasm and energy put up against them yesterday. That's it. That's as simple as it gets for today. And like I said, we'll have coverage for it, you know, nonstop as it goes on. Kyle Shanahan completing passes left and right. In terms of what the Broncos, you know, bring to the plate today, man, it is hard. I'm not going to lie. It is hard or interesting to see Kyle Shanahan out here and just thinking, what if the Broncos went in a different direction? You know, where would things... It'll be a real interesting test to see what you would think for the 49ers should be a big leap this year. And don't forget, when they played the Broncos last year, they were terrible. I mean, they were awful. and it was the George Kittle show in the first half, and the game itself was, you know, basically completely uncompetitive. It was one of the few games last year. The games that were uncompetitive that stand out, of course, are the 49ers game and the Jets game, where the Broncos just, I mean, fell apart and stopping the run. It was just pathetic. You know, it's funny, though, and maybe ironic about it. The Broncos definitely had holes in their defense last year against the Jets and the 49ers. Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator of the Broncos, is a coach for the 49ers. Wes Welker is out here as a coach for the 49ers. So there's some great, never mind, of course, you know, John Lynch running things, Kyle Shanahan. For example, if Kyle Shanahan was the coach here, what would the role of Mike Shanahan be here for the Broncos? And we saw Mike out here. He was here yesterday. I'm just sort of scanning the sidelines here to see if Coach Mike Shanahan is here. I don't see him. It doesn't mean he won't be here. Peyton Manning was here yesterday. I don't see Mike, but we'll keep our eyes out for him if that happens to... Okay, we'll see. We'll see if he makes an appearance again today. The hard part here for the Broncos, the tough thing here at the end of the day, is that it's year three with Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers, where you hope things, at least they would hope things, are clicking in year three. The Broncos are at step one again after being at the beginning stages 2 years ago. Yeah, that's a bummer. At what point do you have an established system and you're there for what should be a real productive time, which to me is that year three? Everybody wants a situation where your quarterback is like Russell Wilson and you're in the Super Bowl in 2 years or quicker, which is unrealistic. The truth of the matter, for things to really click in, it basically... Now, the good news is it's more or less like a three-year turnaround. But here is the great news. Things can turn around in that period of time. It is realistic, whereas sometimes in baseball, you just seem to be spun and you get in a rut and, you know, there's no hope at all. But in football, it is... In fact, if you're a bad team and you can't turn it around in 3 years, then you're doing something really severely wrong. Because of free agency in the draft, you really should be able to do it. There he is. What's up, Chad Brown? Coming to say hi?
Yes, sir.
What's up, pal? Put some headphones on real quick. Stoke, what's happening? Need a break from the sun? Just want to come say hi? No? Not talking to me at all? All right, that's cool. What's up, Chadwick?
What's happening?
My main man.
How you doing?
Stoke?
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing all right. I'm here for 2 hours, and you guys come here in the last 2 minutes of when I'm on the air. But Von Miller has knee soreness, could still play Monday night. Chad, I was explaining to our listeners you were thinking about doing an internship with the Niners, but business reasons caused you not to be able to do it. But still, it must be cool for you to see these guys and see what's going on here.
Yeah, I spent a month out in San Francisco with these guys, built some relationships. It was good to see them here today, not just the coaches, but the players as well.
Yeah, I bet.
And being out here and watching practice, I miss it.
Oh, my man.
It's hurting my heart a little bit.
I got to ask you, because you were there all off season, and what sticks out to me is, I watch their inside linebackers or their whole linebacker crew when they're getting ready to practice. I mean, there is an intensity
about
those guys.
That.
And
especially
there is an excitement about being out here. And then you see their defensive line coach, and, he's the loudest guy out here. But he's not just yelling and screaming at the guys. He's getting those guys going. Talk about what they preach over there, and because the energy level sticks out to me about the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, during the OTAs, I was out there for a month, and I thought at some point we're going to have a low-energy practice. And there wasn't one. These guys, they take a little bit of notes from everybody. Obviously, Kyle's got his dad's system in mind, but the defensive coordinator comes off the Pete Carroll tree, where it's about energy, where it's about your passion for the game. How much energy can you bring? Mm. And obviously, you were just talking, Stoke, about Chris Korschich, the defensive line coach. He may be the most energetic coach I've ever been around in all my years of football. So these guys bring in energy every single day, not because it's yelled at and they have to bring it, it's because this is who they are. This is part of their identity. So the results of
It has to start from the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. The results of yesterday's practice where the Broncos were out-energied,
right.
I wasn't surprised to hear that. Mm-hmm. Now the key to today is, can the Broncos match it today? Right. You saw what happened yesterday. Do you have another level to it? Can you dig deeper into your energy bag and grab some more out of it? Because the Niners are not going to back down their energy at all.
Do you believe energy like the Niners bring can results into wins?
Oh, absolutely.
Stoked?
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Okay. I mean, it's contagious. And, if that's your style and if that's what you hang your hat on, you know what? It's going to carry over into practices in the middle of the season. It's going to carry over to games. It's going to make you get you a forced fumble because of your effort. And, 100%.
Well, you guys should say, I'm done. It's great to see y'all.
You're done. I'm done.
No. Sandy's coming over. Orlando's coming over.
Well, I'll check and hang out. I'm going to watch practice. I just wanted to say hi for 2 minutes.
Glad you did.
And that was impressive to me. And it's good to hear from Chad. It's always good to talk to Chad because he was there. And it's like, and that's what they preach. So it's good. It's good. I'm going to let Chad
knowledge. You guys do the pro athlete thing. As I go to break, slam your headphones down. We'll be back with Sandy Clough and Orlando. That's right. Coming up next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.